Paid sick leave and a boost in the minimum wage are among the top priorities of organized labor in Washington state this year. Democrats in the legislature have embraced both ideas, but Republicans and business interests remain wary. Adding to the politics, says Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins, the fact Seattle has already adopted these policies.
It can easily be painted that, well, what's good for Seattle isn't good for the rest of the state. This is just Seattle trying to bigfoot its idea of utopia onto the rest of the state. And I think it can be a negative for those who think that these are the right policies for the state.
That was Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. On the other hand, he says business interests also want some changes to the state's minimum wage law, like allowing for a teen training wage. That could open the door for compromise on the issue. If the Washington legislature doesn't act this year, both the minimum wage and paid sick leave are issues that could end up on Washington's 2016 ballot.